This past summer, the Bush administration almost issued new rules to govern power plant emissions. But when a draft version of the proposed changes was leaked, environmental groups threatened to sue over what they called a major rollback of clean air laws. Now the administration may try a different approach, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
All recent administrations have used indirect strategies to change regulations they don't like. A favorite, often used by the EPA, is to issue a so-called guidance document. This is an interpretation of an existing law. Whether it's regarded as an attempt to change the spirit of the law depends on one's point of view. The reason administrations use it is because it's quick and it circumvents the public consultation process. But John Walk of the Natural Resources Defense Council says whenever the technique has been challenged in the courts, it's been struck down.
The message the court is sending when EPA tries to do these underhanded guidance documents is that there are proper legal procedures to follow, and those procedures require input from the public to make sure that the laws are being upheld. When EPA resorts to guidance documents, they do so because they don't want public involvement, they don't care to follow the law, and they are trying to deliver a specific benefit to a party.
The Clinton administration used the technique to strengthen environmental rules. John Walk explains there's widespread speculation the Bush administration will use it again, this time to opposite effect. The administration's Office of Management and Budget has targeted 13 environmental rules as a high priority for reform or elimination. The one heating up now is a rule that governs power plant emissions. At issue is the question of when to require older power plants to install new pollution control equipment. The administration originally floated drafts of a proposal to overhaul this program, known as New Source Review, or NSR, but environmentalists attacked the proposed changes, arguing they amounted to a major rollback of clean air laws. Now, power industry lobbyists acknowledge the administration may use the guidance document technique to get some of its changes through. But Scott Siegel, a lobbyist with Bracewell and Patterson, says there's nothing subversive about the approach.
It's not surprising that the EPA would use a range of administrative techniques to clarify the NSR program.
Siegel argues the program got very muddied during the 90s. He says the Clinton EPA was inconsistent in its enforcement and made confusing interpretations of the law. In his view, guidance documents would not gut the law. They would simply clear up confusion.
There can be clarity restored to the program with appropriate interim guidance and final agency action taken on an SR, and we're really looking forward to that.
The environmental community is unlikely to be so welcoming. It's unclear exactly how and when the administration's power plant reforms will be unveiled. The state agencies who will be in charge of implementing the new rules say they're still in the dark about what's coming down the pike. Bill Becker heads up the Association of Local Air Pollution Control Administrators. He says in the early days of power plant negotiations, his group routinely sat down with industry, EPA, and White House officials. Becker says they were getting close to narrowing the differences on how best to amend the regulations.
But those discussions stopped 4 or 5 months ago, and the only information we have received from the administration is through side channels and through what's been reported in the press, and there's been no attempt to share this very important information with the public, including state and local agencies, who ultimately have to administer the program.
All Becker's group can do now is wait. As for environmental groups, they say they'll prepare to take the administration to court if it uses old techniques to advance a new agenda. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.